Looking at funding, we look at it entirely different. We look at funding, at the prison system that we have in education, we will never have enough funding to support unproven, untested approaches in the classroom. That is a very expensive way to go. So we can talk about having these all kinds of options to increase our funding budget, but continue spending it the way we are, we will never have enough. Because like if you look at one program, like we all agree now that whole language that we used for 30 years was the way to teach reading. We spent millions and millions and probably billions of dollars in that program. Now we all agree the program was not a very wise program to implement. So we go back to the seal of education based on science and the knowledge and skills that we need, and having this seal, like all other fields, accept the skills and the approaches that they can be utilized in education, that would keep the funding that we have adequate to provide the education that we need. By looking at increasing funding or lowering funding, we miss the question. We miss the question that says, what can we do to increase the proficiency of our students? By getting more money and not looking at that question, we miss the main thing, the children in the classroom. And like I said before, we gotta stop experimenting with these children with untested, unproven approaches by asking for more funds to do that. So I think we look at funding from the wrong lens. We're looking, if we had more money, we would be better. If we have less money, we still could be pretty good. But that is not the question that education has to be asking. The question has to be asking, how can we have people in the classroom? Some people say that we have to have people that have feelings and so forth. That is true, but we cannot deal with that. When you go to a doctor, you might say to a doctor, I really don't like your mannerisms and so forth, but I respect your skills and knowledge that you possess to address my needs. So we're looking always at the wrong thing. Of course we want people that have feelings, respect, and we need all that.
Mr. Under.